Okay, welcome again to another Ogbonge episode of Football Afrique, where we give you everything we concern football for the African continent. MPFL, Tatafo, Plus 2, 3, 4, and everywhere you need to know. This Nasawadino and the football community. Of course, as I've already talked about, if one man prepare food for community, you go finish 2 seconds, but when community gather, cook for you, my brother, Belena ain't good tea at the end of the day. My name is Sawadino, and today for the community, I get celebrity journalist Boye, where they making return after in on tour the whole country. Boye, how far now?
Good. I miss
the family. I remember saying that you say me no come empty hand. Though. I never see your hand, so you
no,
come.
No, now, boy, get
after,
doings.
After we finish, you go see.
Boy, you get doings. Well, I was they didn't already start to show himself. Who's Alpha?
I did, sir. We are back again.
And then Shomo also day here with us today. Shomo Alpha, what's up?
I do. Thank you very much for having me. They look forward to Super Eagles this international break.
Of course, they don't let the cat out of the bag. Super Eagles, they play against Lesotho and Zimbabwe. The beginning of our World Cup qualifiers. I didn't do this thing at the beginning of the 2022 World Cup qualifiers. I go do them again today. Super Eagles, I beg. I just got name beg. I do them the last time, you know, walk.
You reached to the beg.
I just got name beg now. World Cup qualifier, they start now. I do them for the beginning of 2022. I talk, I beg them live on radio. I need them. Then catch me for video. I need them. I don't need them again, beg now. Now, World Cup qualifier be this. No, be later. We're going to say, oh, let's go back to the drawing board. We don't get bored. We don't get bored again. I just got name beg una. Una don't fall our hand the last time. Upon all the begging, una fall our hand. We don't give excuse tire. Now World Cup qualifier they start so, and this one even hard pass that one because so, you must stop your group for this one. Yeah. You understand? I beg Lesotho, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and what is this other guy's name now?
Benin
Republic. I think they're gonna throw 90 coach.
Yeah.
I just got name beg una Super Eagles. Nothing will make us miss the Japa World Cup. If una don't know. 2026 now, Jackpot World Cup. US, Canada. Walai.
You don't, don't drop updates.
Now, Jackpot World Cup now. 2026 now, Jackpot World Cup now. So, I beg you now, Super Eagles. So, we'll look at that one and then we'll talk about John Obi Mikel. Say, him be the most decorated and successful Nigerian player. I go live on there. Welcome to the show. Make we start with Shomo. Make I start with you. Nigeria, Lesotho, Nigeria, Zimbabwe. How far?
On paper, na games where Super Eagles supposed to carry be this.
Normally.
100.
One. But with the way Super Eagles they play, the guys take some things into consideration.
Okay.
You know, the Super Eagles they struggle with low block. And then these two teams where they play now, teams we go defend, go wait for us, and then go transition. So, the first game we go play against Lesotho, the players where they get, they don't really get outstanding players. In fact, none of their players where I don't see they play for Europe. The best where I don't see they play for PSL, for
South African League,
Motebank Serra. So, with that game where Super Eagles supposed to win and convincingly
on. On paper,
at home, na game we supposed win. But if you don't take into consideration their last matches, then play against Cote d'Ivoire, I mean, the result being like, 2-0 against Cote d'Ivoire in their last game, and then defend really, really well. So, na team we sabi defend. Super Eagles guys, they on their A game. This will not be time to play. For the second game against Zimbabwe, then they coached by a former Mourinho assistant. In there with Mourinho at Porto, and at Chelsea.
But so, many you don't see how Mourinho, they pack the boss.
Pack the boss. So, in Sabi, that kind of system. So, Nigeria guys, they very careful. So that if...
What is my name again?
Bartomeu Brito.
Okay.
In there with Mourinho from Porto to Chelsea. And those were the prime years of Mourinho. Now, coach with Sabi. So, Super Eagles guys make sure they prepared to beat that block. And then get very good attacking players. Tino Kadwere, now player with Sabi. They play for Olympique Lyon. Now, then get Terence Lukamanja, where they play for PSL, for Super Sports United. So, now, very good, well-oiled team. And for their midfield, they get Marvelous Nakamba. They play for Luton Town for Luton Premier Town, League. Now, better player, if you've seen stats for Premier League, he has one of the highest interceptions in the Premier League. Mm. And then Marshall Mnetti, where they play for Stade Reims.
Mm.
Now, player where they also play for Orlando Pirates for South Africa. So, now, team, they get good players.
Well set up team.
Mm. Nigeria must be on their A game. No other choice.
A game. Talking about A games, Boye, some of our A players, no good day.
Yeah.
And now, some of the heat on the fact, say, these teams, they play low block.
Yeah.
You understand? And if we get those players, we'll be fighters up front. You know, some of them, Victor Osimhen, you know, Samuel Chukwueze. You understand? Samuel Chukwueze, you feed blame him for all of it in final balls, but if not to drive through defenders, in get that one. Maybe in final delivery, feed no day, too perfect. So now Chukwueze no day, Victor Osimhen no day. Well, thank God Victor Boniface day around and all of that. How we go fit take penetrate, considering the fact, say, we no really get that creativity for midfield, where we say, if we no fit body them, at least one Kevin De Bruyne blind pass, fit just tear open the defense. Going into the game, Baba, how will fit Jake navigate?
Well, actually, for me, I feel, say, I like watching someone talk, but I feel, say, that's something way Nigeria supposed to do. You mentioned, say, Nigeria guys bring their A game, but many of us go agree, say, on paper, even Nigerian B game supposed to beat these teams because a large number of the Nigerian players, they're very, very experienced.
Yeah.
She na Premier League, you won't talk, na where you won't talk, La Liga, they don't play everywhere.
Yeah.
Some of them don't play, like, for world stage, like the largest of the world stage, don't play Champions League. So normally, we're not even supposed to get this conversation. But we know as our Nigerian people be, and you know how they feel, just, you know, disappoint you sometimes.
Is it a player thing or a coach thing?
Yeah, I think, say, na general, you know, both player, coach, administration, pitch, everything. In fact, our problems plenty.
No, Uyo now na good pitch.
Yeah, Uyo na good pitch. Mm-hmm. So no pitch complaints.
Exactly.
But when we talk about beating low block, I feel, say, one of the key to beating that low block, as you said, we no get all those players with fee, do so much of that dribble. Boniface get the footwork if you go partner person like Awoni with him. But I feel, say, Iheanacho supposed to help us with that. Recently, if you see how Iheanacho they play in transition play, in they play like better supporting striker or eight. Yeah, now waiting they do be that. And in passes, in I tell person that our last game where we been play for Portugal, say if this guy enter, in go change something for this game.
Iheanacho.
At least, yes, say at least goal or something go enter. And I don't think say it take where he enter or something, where he score. Because Iheanacho, the way in they play now, in they play as player where you know feel really, in they do a little bit of waiting Bellingham they do for Madrid right now.
Okay.
So you know expect them saying go do this thing and in go do. And so I feel say if Iheanacho did very well and Boniface
is inconsistent.
Yeah, he did inconsistent, but he didn't do amigo draw. Recently, he has been consistent now from Leicester City to in the Super Eagles.
Yeah.
He has. Peseiro has been trying him out in that role, and in they do him perfectly well. So if we feel use Iheanacho like that, and bank on Boniface, and if Peseiro to go give some of our new guys,
for me now,
I feel say Sadiq Umar a good player, but then in just finding
fit, never...
yeah. So Tella is still more of a very proven player so far this
but
season.
In the very first call-up, it doesn't matter.
And we know, most first time call ups, no, they too get chance for Super Eagles. Most of them just they always come observer, no.
Yeah.
But if we come out that one and we actually look at the tactical aspect of it, I feel say that boy with Boniface and a little of Iheanacho will give us goals
for the match.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
match.
That Teller, at least in the play, Ingo don't get a little bit of understanding with Victor Boniface.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of say
exactly.
That they play for the same
problem,
Bundesliga side.
Sometimes,
you know?
What I notice for these are Super Eagles with these qualifiers, most times it's the level they are, where they are coming from, and the pattern of football they are coming to play here in Africa, it's almost like it's the opposite of what they are used to.
So
that
Europe.
Is sometimes it affects their play.
Okay.
So that is the problem. It's not like they don't know what they are doing. Aside from the coach who doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
You think say Peseiro know anything they do?
No, go to
no,
that
man,
one.
Go
no,
there.
No, go to that
now,
one.
You sure say Peseiro
now,
know anything
they do? Now why I ask Boye, say, is it a coaching problem or is it a player problem? So you feel say Peseiro no really they get them right with this team?
Yes.
No. Why?
Yes. You have
talk that yes with your future.
Yes now. yes. See, the truth is you get this bunch of talent, but no good manager to manage them well.
To form them into a formidable side.
A unit, like we don't have it.
Okay.
Secondly, we are playing African football, and we know African football for this physicality. There's this energy that comes with it.
Okay.
I still don't see reasons why our MPFA players are not called up for qualifiers like this. Not all of them. Just the, like
I know, I really get the argument for MPFL players, but the MPFL, it ain't run the way we is supposed run.
Mm-hmm. We're not saying the full MPFL.
Can you really trust the quality from the MPFL compared side by side with the European players? And I mean,
We are looking at it from the physicality part of it. I'm looking at it from.
Okay.
That's where I'm looking at. Because this Lesotho
So for guys, instance now, I want Mukons to put them side by side. For instance now, Joseph Onoja from Rivers United. Mm-hmm. In that midfield now, if you're saying they're more physical than Frank the Tank Onyeka.
The Onyeka we talk about now, it's not even the first team of Bradford too.
We're talking about Amoyeka in the Super Eagles.
It's not in being the Super Eagles.
I just want to place it side by side.
See, sometimes for the Super Eagles, if we actually look and wear, so many sentiments is always in play for us, and it's not good for
Where's the sentiment coming from?
Onyeka is not even in the first team of Bradford.
Exactly, but the fact is in the
play. Because he's there for Europe, now they don't play.
They play. Whether you know,
it's not in the play.
I don't understand this first team something. Because Onyeka, they play. If they come in from the bench, if they play and all of that.
If they come in from the bench, it's not good enough. This is Super Eagles.
Sometimes it is part as well. Do you understand? So, what I want to say, I want us to be factual. Onoja now, I just put Onoja side by side. Maybe I bring another maybe physical player with it for the NPFL. What's this guy for Bendel Insurance with the, is it Tamaria?
Tamara,
he's another physical player.
Yes, yes.
You understand? And you look at that midfield now, maybe Ayodele Joseph Aribo. Yes. You know, now then did that midfield though.
Yes.
Joseph Aribo, Onyeka, what's his name now? Iwobi. And the rest of them. So Iwobi now, okay, Iwobi is not really a physical player, but Iwobi get that thing to split defense open. You know, we'll be this kind of players now for the NPFL. We will fit bring in now to challenge Iwobi really in terms of those kind of creative play.
When you say creative, because I don't know, these foreign-based players, we don't overhype these guys.
What's
even their contribution for their club sides? Iwobi, how many, I think a midfielder MB. How many assists he don't get this season?
How many games he don't
How many
don't
games he don't play this season?
We don't say injury being part of the reason.
If he not fit, you leave him for house now. Can't remember that person where they fit now. So why are you saying it will be injury? Is that why he will not contribute his quota for the team? So what I'm saying here is, you don't use sentiment most times. We don't use sentiment for this team.
Yeah.
Fuse in the MPFA players, mostly for games like this. I'm not saying the whole MPFA players, but for games like this.
For my games like this, now World Cup qualifier.
Now where are the
reason why you need to put that belief. The more reason why you need to put that belief in those guys.
No, me, I feel see.
Now, Keshi, when Keshi was the coach of our national team, Mba was who? Where was Mba playing? Where was
Keshi?
Wait, no, let's not, let me not push him aside. Where was Mba playing?
No, be now.
Wait, now. Wait,
exactly.
Wait.
Now, something, no, be now. Stars, you know, go just throw them in.
Exactly. I'm not saying throw them in. I'm not saying throw them in.
They don't go fear under that pressure. You know, something where you suppose don't start since not be now. You suppose they introduce them
like
into the
two
team.
Friendly games.
Do you understand?
Exactly. Now, that was
now,
the best time
to have done that.
Even goes back to the coach.
No,
not be now.
A coach
too has to look at what he has. You understand? Even this one where they talk, because this is say for our goalkeeping department. Now who's all go still start?
Of course,
Can you imagine?
So if
since 2018.
If now you get a chance now to choose for goalkeeper, I mean they just call up Amas Obasogi of Insurance of Benin. Now, in my opinion, are one of the very good goalkeepers. I don't see like 3-4 goalkeepers for the NPFL this season. Amas, now one of them, the Doma United goalkeeper.
Yeah,
Osaiki,
now another very good goalkeeper. And then Nwoki of Sporting Lagos. Not forgetting Remo Stars, Kayode, Bankole. Not forgetting him as well. You know, but these other guys, you know, Amas. Finally, Amas don't get in call-up now.
Exactly.
You know, Do you think you can be confident enough to start a match or Ojo Olorunleke ahead of me? I believe Pesero go start.
Ingo starts Pesero. Ingo starts Ozo. But if not me,
yeah.
I know go start a match or Basogi. For very simple reason.
Yeah.
First of all, na late call up.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
And he no get experience for Super Eagles. That defense, he no get experience mm. playing with them.
Okay.
But if na me, I go start Ojo Olorunleke because no being first call up
for Super Eagles.
He don't deal with the team, he dey train. Mm. So he go get some synergy with that those defenders. The defense,
yeah.
You know, because one thing where very important for defense and football, now nah, the synergy between center the
defenders
back
and, yeah.
and the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
They're supposed to understand themselves. But even though we don't see Uzo, don't they play for our national teams, it's 2018. We never see that synergy. Mm. You know, they.
But another thing where I go like Agui say, the only reason why I go agree with Uzo a bit is that one thing that we've come to discover is that players that have something to prove are a different level of hungry,
mm.
if you know what I mean.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone like Amas now or Ojo Olorunleke know that the number one position is at stake going into the AFCON.
Yeah.
I believe say they go on prove something.
The hunger is there.
The hunger, they go, they come on anything, like say, we want to take that number one spot. And that's the same thing with the players.
I might drop this before I come off of my head. To buttress your point, I believe say the reason why Osayi Samuel and Bruno Onyemaechi are arguably Nigeria's best wing backs right now.
Of course.
Now, because they know, say,
of course,
competition did that wing.
Of course.
Jamiu Collins, Zaidu Sanusi, Olaino, and all of that. So, those boys right now, if you watch the Super Eagles games in recent times,
they were the best players.
They were like the best players of the Super Eagles.
They were the best players.
So, to portray some point, I just say if you give Ojo Olorunleke, I mean, using the reason you gave, say Olorunleke don't deal with the team, at least you don't build a little bit of understanding with the team ahead of Uzo, because I don't trust Uzoho. I think Uzoho will still cost us and still punish us.
Not one.
I don't trust Uzoho one day to stay in between the sticks of the Nigerian Super Eagles. I don't trust him. I am not rooting for him. I don't want him to keep any game. At the talk, I'm going to hide my mouth. Uzoho is not fit to be our number one goalkeeper. So I feel safe if you give Ojo Olorunleke maybe a Mass or a Christian. I mean, I don't know why Madiko Koye pulled out, because I mean, the last time I think he was on the bench for Udinese. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he got
I don't know if he had injury on the bench.
Yeah, recently.
Or probably there are some private issues that we don't know about. Yeah. You understand? But I mean, going into these qualifiers, I don't really trust Uzo. So from that angle, I would agree that maybe a coaching issue, I mean, is at stake here. Some of our guys on the in the camp of the Super Eagles, I mean, put up a tweet and talked about how impressed they have been with the goalkeepers so far. You understand? But on a scale of 1 to 10, in fact, let me just take a quick prediction from you guys. How confident are you that we'll beat or we'll get 6 points, or how many points do you think we can get from these first two games?
On a normal day, I'll say 6. But with these Super Eagles, I think I'll go with 4.
4?
I think
where
I'll go with 4.
Where the draw come from?
I think they should draw Zimbabwe and beat Lesotho. In my opinion.
Okay.
In my opinion.
We'll beat Lesotho and draw Zimbabwe.
Yeah, in my opinion.
What do you think?
Oh, we'll get 6 points.
We'll get 6 points.
Yeah. But for the first time, I have this
belief
that we'll do this job.
Okay.
For the first time,
and I get it done.
They will get it done for these first two games.
Okay.
I feel we're going to do it, but I just feel the coach should be a little bit flexible with his
selection.
It shouldn't be this rigid with this
selection.
We already see these mistakes. We already know these problems. We know some of the problems already. It's obvious. We can all see it.
All right.
It's
so you think we'll get 6 points? Someone?
Yeah.
For me, I could go for 6 points. Nigeria lesser to 3-0. Zimbabwe.
Nigeria.
1-2, because then go hit us on transition.
Mm.
And because if we now was all with the goal,
exactly, that's
go
why
because
I'm
because
going
the problem
for that
where I guess,
point.
The problem
yeah.
where I guess,
yeah.
Now say these teams now on transition, so they go get like maybe 2-3 chances.
Mm.
And if your goalkeeper are not strong,
did
they play
see,
better
did
shots.
Did you see that our last game?
The keeper,
did you see that our last game?
After the first free kick,
yeah.
when they were about to play that other free kick that led to the other goal, I told the person we were watching the ball together that this is a goal.
Even me, I said,
how can we have someone like that? How can we have someone like that in the post?
Have two chances and
score
two.
Let's not take away
the fact that Super Eagles, we get our time when it comes to playing.
If we score and they score us for
no,
our,
is,
our they bond,
no, no,
they bonus for our waiting come
for
the
qualifiers now.
Yeah,
I feel say it's going to be a positive result for us.
All right. Because is this you being optimistic? Or
and I get very surprised because Uzo is none of the two. Right. Uzo is not optimistic Uzo. And he's not... So I don't understand where this is coming from.
Because for me, this is the Nigerian in me talking. I want us to pick 6 points.
I want to.
I think the most we can get from these two games is 3 points.
No, no.
Win one, lose one.
No.
I'm serious. I think we'll lose to Zimbabwe. Yes, I think we'll lose to Zimbabwe.
If that happens,
I think we might even draw against Lesotho in Uyo, but I'm going for a win. Nigeria, Lesotho in Uyo. I think we'll lose to Zimbabwe.
We are not that bad.
I'm not saying we are that bad. We don't have a team. I've been saying it since. We don't have a team.
But we have individual
talents. Yes. Super
talents. It's on the coaches. We use those qualities to overpower.
We have
to
accept that. To cover individual the lapses.
The quality is going to cover the lapses. Yes.
I mean, Bruno is a fantastic player. Osai is fantastic. I know Iwobi, Kelechi, Victor, you know, just name them. They're all fantastic players individually. Yeah. But as a team, look at what Xabi Alonso is doing with Bayer Leverkusen.
Mm-hmm. That's a team.
Look at what Xabi is doing with Bayer Leverkusen. Building them into a unit. If you bring broom, scatter broom, 1-1-1-1, I can break it in 2 seconds. But put the broom together, say, make I break all of them as a unit. I can't.
But
that is what
but
we
I must
don't
say,
have.
Our last friendly in Portugal, I think we play beautiful football.
But sometimes. Sometimes.
Against,
but they play
sometimes,
as a team.
Sometimes.
Against Mozambique.
You know, maybe we go.
By the way, that issue we happened with Amas for the stadium at the entrance. all the security personnel, where did they hire to come do work for stadium and all of that? It's high time you guys also acquaint yourself with information.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't hard to just stay there and Google. And find that say they invite
no,
a mass.
I think that's not the problem.
I think that's not the problem.
Mm. I think it is a problem of follow others.
Okay.
They might not know. I feel some of them there know a mass.
Mm.
But the problem is
directive
I don't want to be sacked. Yeah. What did Oga say? Is a problem of communication from the
and Oga be foolish enough not
for
to
know. I think it's a misconception.
It's a shame that the NFF is inviting a player. There isn't proper communication.
Is the communication gap
allow that player? I mean, it's a shame. You can't hear about it anywhere else. It is a shame. The NFF should assign someone who's at that gate, who knows that they are expecting a player.
There should be a protocol
picking
every
communication
player.
With the player.
So you said at the gate. Somebody should be
at the airport. Or wherever they are
going to represent Nigeria.
I don't know if it's village.
But know that I don't think Amas actually came by air.
Let's assume that it was in Benin
because he plays for insurance.
Okay.
I don't think there will be a ready-made flight from Benin to Uyo. You understand? I don't know. I'm just giving an excuse. But let's assume that he flew or he went from Benin to Lagos and took a flight.
Then
to
he must
York.
Have been,
wait,
he must be from the airport.
Wait, sorry. When he was invited, was he not called?
Mm.
He must have been called for sure.
As he was coming, was he not calling somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen other international players when they go?
No, I don't want to go there.
There's a ready-made car, same car that picks everyone up.
Okay.
And that just makes it organized. I'm sure the driver is employed by the federation.
Mm.
The people coming with them are employed by the federation, and they ensure they get to wherever they are going. That is how it should be. He came in one Toyota Camry or Corolla. In fact, it is just.
I bet we can do better. On behalf of the NFF, I don't get the power to apologize on behalf of the NFF. On behalf of Nigerian fans, football fans, patriotic Nigerian fans, we believe that you should be treated better.
Sorry for the few minutes we spent for gate.
I don't know how long you spent on the gate, but the few seconds we spent for gate where they don't know you, where they need to explain, saying, are you the insider moto? Sorry. Is Mikel Obi the most decorated Super Eagles player of all time or most successful? Make we define decorated in football terms. I know say all of them know decoration. Normally, if you want rent hall, do wedding, decoration, make and find beautiful. In football terms, when we talk, say somebody is the most decorated, it means the person we don't win the most laurels, the most honors. We don't win. Nobody will finish second, third. We don't win the most. Shane and Mikel Obi don't win the most cup for all the Super Eagles players. We don't don the green and white jersey of the national team till date, both club and national team. Obi come out for him podcast contour say, I'm the most decorated Super Eagles player. I can stay here and talk about it. You know, and this, that. Is Mikel Obi the most decorated? Now, waiting, I want the guys to talk about, let's put facts out there so that Obi could know. He made a lot of
claims,
blunders, you know. Issa Hayatou is from Cameroon. He's not from Cote d'Ivoire, Mikel. He's not. I understand that you feel bad about the 2013, whatever, African Football of the Year, and I think he should have won it, but Issa Hayatou is from Cameroon. He's not from Cote d'Ivoire. And CAF, yes, probably sold out, but get your facts right, brother. So, is he the most decorated player?
I think he wish he was. I'll start with that.
He wish he was?
Yeah, but he's not, definitely. Facts prove it. Individual records, national records, and even in the mind of Nigerians. Mm. Yeah, Mikel did his numbers, maybe for the Nigerian Chelsea fans. You know, Chelsea fans have a large following base in Nigeria, yeah. So you might argue that. But I think Papillo, as we know, did it in our minds. Growing up, I saw it where someone said this is an insult to my childhood because
but are we looking at this sentimentally or we are looking at it
why
because
it's that's why I started facts. I said when we look at it factually and even sentimentally for a large number of Nigerians, patriotic Nigerians, even my mother knows Kanu more than Mikel based off his
Achievements.
Yes, and the Olympics and everything like that.
Mikel said most decorated. Mm-hmm. He didn't say he was the greatest player.
He's not even the most decorated.
It depends on what we are talking about, first of all.
We are talking about Laurel.
Is it just the Laurel or the contribution?
I prefer decoration in football terms.
Yes.
Decoration, as you and I know it in football terms, is the number of laurels. That's why Dani Alves, Lionel Messi would pass as the most decorated players in the world.
Exactly.
In football terms, we're talking about laurels, awards. What have you won? You understand? That's what footballers used to banter themselves. Put your medals on the table.
Mm-hmm. Put your World Cup on the
table. Put your medals on the table. That's what footballers used to banter. Put your medals on the table. So, medals on the table. Is Mikel the most decorated? Is Kanu the most decorated? That's what we want to know. First of all, Mikel versus Kanu. Let's put it out there. Mikel burst into limelight 2003. Finland, under 17 World Cup.
Was you understand?
Toss of coin, I make them come out. Yes. We didn't get past the group stage. The next time we saw Mikel in the Super Eagles, after then he went to Lyn Oslo. I don't think he won stuff with Lyn Oslo. But the next time we saw Mikel in national colours was under 20.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Under 20. Yeah. He finished second. Lionel Messi. They beat us
2-1.
He had a good tournament. In my opinion, he was the best player of the tournament. But Messi won that tournament. Yeah. And Messi was the best. He was the second. I think Tyre was the third. You understand? He didn't win that tournament. Do you understand? And then he moved. We know the whole Man U Chelsea thing. And then he moved to Chelsea. Won Premier League titles, won the Champions League, won the European League. That's basically all Mikel won. Coming back home.
He won the Super Cup, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's basically all he won. Coming back, did he win the Super Cup? No, he didn't.
They won this time around.
He just won.
Then he came third with the Olympics.
Coming to the Olympics, third. He didn't win.
Yeah.
Third.
Coming to the African Cup of Nations, that's the title he won for the Super Eagles.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's switch it. Kanu Wankwo.
Okay.
In Wayanwu National. Mm-hmm. He won the league.
From here.
He won the league. Yeah. Under 17 World Cup, Japan 93. He won it.
Yeah.
We go to the Olympics, under 20, Atlanta 96, he won it. The only thing he missed out on a national team is under 20, is the Super Eagles, African Cup of Nations. Sadly, he missed a penalty against Cameroon in the final here in Lagos. You understand? That was, he didn't win. He won the African Cup of Nations twice, 96-99. I mean, African Football of the Year, 96-99. He went to Arsenal, 2 Premier League titles, 2 FA Cup titles, won the FA Cup with Portsmouth.
Yes.
Ajax Amsterdam, Champions League, Inter Milan, UEFA Cup. You understand? Like 15 laurels, Kanu Wankwo. So, where on earth is Mikel getting the illusion that he's the most decorated? Then if we switch it up a little bit, Chidi Odia.
CSK Moscow.
Chidiodia, CSK Moscow. Chidiodia also won, I think, the Nigerian League. He won something in the NPFL also before going abroad. Won the Moldovan League. Won the Russian League. Chidiodia, if I'm not mistaken, has 21 laurels. Chidiodia.
That is even more than
Bukoko. That is even more than Kano Anko. So,
but they argue the quality.
What quality?
Is it quality? When you talk about quality, if Daniel Alves wins, Messi just won a trophy at Inter Miami. It's counted as part of
his I understand.
Yes.
But I'm saying that you have to look at it based on the quality.
Then Mikel should have stated most decorated player with quality.
Why
you say most decorated? It is all inclusive.
When you are no longer up there, you just try to find something to stay relevant.
Okay, just trying to stay relevant.
But Mikel has the money. Mikel is
he's not having the money.
And he also has the fame.
From our previous podcast, I used to tell you about this whole when it comes to our players not using the social media enough, not coming to the media enough. And these things are what bring sponsors to you. When you have this traffic towards your end, companies will want to come close to you because they feel once, because you have this controversy around you, people will come close to you. At the end of the day, if they come close to you, they will also be making profit because that,
that
attention,
the wealth circulates in the industry.
It goes around. It goes around. So I feel Mikel said those things on purpose, just trying to boost his podcast or so.
I
think that's what he's trying to do there.
Okay, he's trying to boost his podcast, to gain traffic to his podcast.
I think,
I think in the last few days,
yeah, I agree with
talking too much.
Because a lot of people have talked about Mikel, Obi-Wan. The old Nigerian, everybody in the Nigerian sports space has been talking about Mikel. He's part, one of the most searched people. People have gone to search all the laurels, all the medals, research and everything. And I think he's just at home, just
he's gaining traffic,
enjoying
so,
the whole...
So anybody coming to search for Mikel, I definitely see...
I think prior to this, I did not know about his podcast. I had missed that or something.
Yeah.
So this is what made me to know about go back podcast. To previous
so he's
episodes
now trying
and
to
see.
Gain traffic.
So I think one way or the other, this
now,
is...
Now, it brings me to the point that Mikel is now in the media space, right?
Yes.
So he now understands that this is an industry where the journalist needs the player needs the journalist. Because Mikel is now, quote and unquote, a journalist. He's a media person. But when Mikel was a player with the Super Eagles, what was his attitude towards journalists, especially Nigerian journalists? I think it's high time we understand that this is a pari passu relationship. The right hand rubbed the left hand rubbed the right hand. You understand? Nobody's coming to beg you for anything. I, as a media person, I, as a journalist, I need you as a footballer to get content for my broadcast, okay? You need me as a journalist to also broadcast that you did this, you did that with your club or with your national team. Because if I don't put it out, nobody knows. Or people would not know. He won't gain as much traffic. Imagine Mikel now calling Victor Osimhen that he wants him on his podcast and Osimhen snub him. Say, I don't talk to podcast people. I don't talk to Nigerian media. Or I don't talk to Nigerians. Do you understand? It's a pari-passu relationship.
But this thing we're talking about, sorry, it's not just Mikel alone. I think it's a Nigerian thing. Like, our players
so
have this.
So why is it a Nigerian
I don't know. I think the education needs to come in now.
They don't understand that it's an ecosystem.
Yeah, it's an ecosystem.
Sports
and
the media go hand in hand.
Yeah,
you can if you play sports and there's no media that's there to support
to push
that
you,
system, then the brand, the sports doesn't grow. So it's important that they understand their relationship with the media. I've been seeing some things flying around where some people have even said that some Nigerian players in the Super Eagles do not grant interviews to Nigerian-based media houses.
Yeah, I hear from one of our colleagues that Wilfred Ndidi is beginning to act funny. You understand? He has not done it to me, so I wouldn't tell.
Ndidi has a good track record.
You understand?
Sometimes the players might want to...
But I've Mikel's own, so I know.
Sawa, sometimes there's more to this thing. The player, they might want to do it, but there are some factors, personal factors that might hinder them from doing
it. Like, factors like?
Media shy. They might be media shy.
They're not media shy abroad.
No. How many times do they grant me? How many times? Check their records.
Do you think that Sky would probably want to interview Mikel and you said, no, I don't talk to press, I'm media shy.
No,
he would never do that.
Never. And this is one problem. Uzo, as a player, the fact that it is not done right in Nigeria does not mean it is not right or it is not what is meant to be done. We had a conversation recently about players in Nigeria here not being educated about the fact that you have a responsibility to the media, to the journalists.
Mm.
They are not educated enough. In Nigeria, yes, even different because some of them are like, I don't even know how to speak English.
That's so you understand. I don't want to go. I don't
want to
hear it like that.
No, you have to hear it the way it is. But now, the problem is, I feel like these things are things people should be educated. As a player, you have to be aware of the fact that there are times when you have to grant interviews. Yeah. There are times when we want to speak. You are the highest goal scorer, for example. You are the most outstanding performer. We want to hear from you. Mm. We want to know. We want people to see how you feel. We want the fans to know, okay, this is how my best player, the player I look up to, feels. Mm. So you should know that these things are part of the... It is not something that should be... it should not be debated. Mm. This is part of the industry you are in. Mm. This is part of what you are doing. So I feel it's just the superiority of... you know, we Nigerians, we prefer...
You know, I keep saying that we're a classist society.
Exactly. If an Oyibo man advertises to me, I might not want to buy. But if it's a Nigerian selling me the same product, I might feel... So I think that might be part of the problem. Or he might have personal reasons, which maybe sometime in the future
I think this new colonialism thing is... It has eaten deep into us. I was watching Bovi speak at the Mindshift conference. And Bovi said... There are certain places where he would want to go to pitch something to them, a proposal to them, and all he needs to do is to look for one white girl and attach to his crew. Just look for one white girl. This is not racist, but this is how we think.
Yeah.
Oh, if one Oyibo day, this thing will get level. You understand? He even gave an example of how somebody wanted... You know, a job done, and then he said, I have guys that can do this job. He said, but I want people from this country. Do you understand? Do you understand? So, sadly, in Nigeria, trust me, you know the people where they broke shame, broke people pass? Now, broke people.
Sure.
Broke people should broke shame, broke people pass. It's sadly that we're a classy society. That's the reason why Mikel go forget, say, when in the under 17, now still us. Now we talk about him till when he get to the Super Eagles. So when he get to the Super Eagles and gets to Chelsea, he can't become John Mikel Obi. I don't talk to the local media.
Please, Mikel, if you will see this podcast,
he
should help us with his accent.
In summary, guys, let me just put this out there. A football career is 20 years. Sojaku, Barak remain.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ecosystem. We need to build the football industry so that everybody's balanced. I know that the journalists sometimes they have their blame in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I go around some of these players? No go they try to look for anything. Just go do your job, interview them and go. Use your content, whatever content you want. Use it and go. May they respect you.
Exactly.
When you go meet Super Eagles players or any player, don't be that time to come the beggar for one thing. Do your job professionally and go. And shout out to a lot of journalists these days. I mean, we're doing our job. We're concentrating on our job. We're building our content. The Super Eagles players, a whole lot of una, make una no say this in an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You give me, I give you. You give me content. I give you good reportage and all of that. And journalists also, make sure you don't quote people out of context. Make sure you understand. I saw a tweet yesterday how Barcelona has scored, Barcelona Femini now has scored 31. They have scored in 30. They have only failed to score once in 31 games. Yeah. And they put a Cesar's picture. And then you need to see the comments under. People did not really understand that statement. It's a shame, actually. They didn't understand that assessment. People were like, oh, why did he put Aziz Adeshola picture that? Because they failed. You didn't even understand. You couldn't comprehend. So let's really comprehend. When we interview these guys, comprehend, know exactly what they're saying, and report accurately. And respect yourselves when you go to... I mean, personally, me, I need to beg anybody anything. I'm that kind of guy. We say if I get 1,000 naira, another 1,000 naira, now I get. If you give me, now you won't give me. No, be I didn't beg anybody anything. So if you be the one of those journalists where they look for brown envelope, stop it. If you one of those journalists where they do ass licking, you go call the hype player when they even deserve to be hyped. Stop them, because now people like Kunawe, if you say every other journalist can be bought and they talk rubbish, and then they will say I can't talk to Nigerian media. Mike and Nana media person, whether I like it or not, Mike and a journalist, because they find way to promote Obi Wan podcast. They find way to promote him. You don't talk to Terry, don't talk to this one, don't talk to Victor Osimhen. Imagine saying they saw the new Grant Ame interview. Where I think they take journalists back in the days. You understand? So present Nigerian footballers and the ones to come, you need the press. The press needs you. It's an ecosystem. Together we grow the industry. As you they grant us the interview with a broadcaster for our platform, people they respect us, say, okay, yes, you can get this guy, you can get this guy. So I want to partner with you because your podcast is doing well, or your radio show is doing well, or your TV show is doing very well. That way, all of us, they grow collectively. You understand? Nobody hate anybody here. Thank you for all the fantastic work we did, we do for us during your time, Mikel Obi. Thank you for the AFCON 2013. Thank you for all the work. I mean, even when your popsy then kidnap, and just like you said in your podcast, you know, the fact that you could still play for the country, we really do appreciate. But our players can really do better to respect the Nigerian press. And the press can do better to report accurately and get respect for themselves. Because as Igbo people, they take to come, I can't. Both hands work together. The hands are clean. Sad week or month for African football. A Ghanaian player, Damwena, in losing life when he played for in Albanian club side. He just slumped and then he lost his life. We pay tribute to him today on this episode of a show. And then again, maybe I see some Nigerian teams, don't they get them right? Talk about Nigerian league sides, Ikorodu City Football Club. Just one club get like 3 sponsorship for their jersey. Jersey sponsorship alone. We will look at that one. And then, finally, we don't talk this one over and over and over, but Riyad Mahrez come outside and talk, say, he deserved the African Footballer of the Year award over Yassin Bono, and by extension, over John Mikel Obi. That, now what we won't consider right about now. I get Kingsley, senior man. I get Warit Yongi. And I get the newest member of the community and the last guy of the community, George, will he join us this beautiful episode. George, how far are you?
I did very okay. I did excited today here with everybody.
I don't see you. Don't need Ginger for Twitter since say you won't join us since one team, blah, blah. You can't wait and all of those things. We sign you since you just go on loan on yourself.
First, we go loan, go always come back from loan.
They don't come back from loan.
My work permit.
You don't go travel abroad again.
They don't really release my work permit.
I work permit keep you since.
So I don't release them. I don't enter. I don't need food.
All right, no, well, worry it off, now.
I did, so I do know. It's actually nice to be here once again.
And Kingsley,
boss,
you did cause problem. Oh.
I know the cause problem, I just catch my phone. That's why we'll be community.
Yes. All right, maybe we'll start with you, Kingsley. Sad note, Damwena, 1995 to 2023.
So sad, a very young, promising African player. So again, it's part of those things that we really need to take very, very serious, you know, in this part of the world, because sometimes it's a combination of a lot of factors, you know. If you look at it critically, yes, one factor, he's trying to survive, he's trying to make ends meet, you understand. Yeah. He has family to take care of, immediate, extended, a whole lot of things. But I also, to a large extent, I blame him, number one, because first of all, nobody understands your body better than you do.
Yourself.
Yes. Then the club side as well. We also need to find out how much were they doing concerning this. Yes, we've seen players in Central Europe who also have this kind of condition and they manage it properly. Do you understand?
Yeah.
With effective medical check regularly and everything is working. A good example, Eriksen, currently playing in Manchester United. We can see how they've been managing his own, you know.
Yeah.
Even our own Kanuwanku at the time too had a bit of this and they were able to manage it. And today, we are still celebrating him, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it's also to know what the club was also doing, then the medical person that was taking care of him, at any point in time, did he really, really, really stand his feet? You were just saying something off air now. There's this mentality we have, you know, when we are doing something. As a professional, if things are not going on well, stand your feet and say, no, this is not going to happen. There was this former sports player that had this kind of issue too, that collapsed on the pitch. Now, I'm trying to remember his name now off my head.
I've forgotten
it. Yes, and the medical doctor rushed into the pitch that day. Do you understand? His heart stopped beating for some seconds. And they got him back. But he wanted to come back playing as a footballer. You know the way football is. We are hungry to always be back there to play, no matter how bad you feel. But the medical people said, no.
You can't.
You just have to stop.
Yeah, and from Damwena, we heard that they had advised that he stopped playing football professionally.
Yes.
You know, but he just continued.
And that's what I'm still saying. If the medical professionals stood their ground, you write to the FA and say, this player is not fit to continue.
He's risking his life.
Yes, do you understand? In order not to tarnish your image. Sometime back, we also had this kind of scenario in Nigeria here, Nasarawa United. Do you understand? Yeah. You know, and it's not being, even in our own national team, Sam Okwaraji, this is also how it happened. Do you understand? And nobody wants this kind of things to continue to happen. So I think all hands must be on deck, club side, players, medical team. Please just make sure that the moment that player is not fit to continue playing health-wise, stand your feet.
But then again, there's this issue of, if you use a defibrillator, I don't know if I pronounced that right, you can be able to play.
True.
Do you understand? Mm. And we heard that he's been using the that device. Mm. Let me not bite my tongue. Mm. He's been using that device. You know, so now the club will go blame or say the device no function well, right?
I think he has to take the majority of the blame, like Justin said. Mm. So I think for Rafael, he actually has to take the majority of it. Look at Brighton player, that Enoch Mwepo.
Yeah.
Last year, he was told that he knew that he had heart problems. And the club, the FA, England FA, told him that he should retire. And he retired. No matter how you want to earn a means for your family, for yourself, and feed others, you still have, there's a saying that health is wealth. You have to consider that. And if you don't consider that, this is what happened. And we also have to consider that he's an African. He might not be playing with his village.
Yeah.
So, according to him, we have facts. That's another factor. He's 28. But we don't know. Let us add another, let us say 5 years.
Levan, now 28 years in.
28 years. He might not be playing with his
village. He might not be playing.
Both of them are 28
in day. 28 in day. So, for him, he has done, and like you said, the medical teams. What happened in Nigeria with him, Chinwe Martins, was we all know that each team is supposed to have a medical doctor.
Yeah, Chinwe Martins is a Nasarawa United
player. Each team was, in Nigeria, there was not an ambulance when the issue.
Ambulance
no day. And most of these clubs, beginning of the season, they would talk say club licensing. Say the FA go. We should them club licenses. And most of these clubs don't meet the criteria. All those type of small things. Look at the issue with Raul Jimenez against Arsenal Wolves. Yeah. Immediately he had the injury. The medical team came in. And there's something that I think they used to say is that when there's a certain issue, when you're a player, you don't have to gather around the player. You just leave the medical, the people that who can actually handle that situation at that time. So the guy can actually have some fresh
air.
And so you'll be able to handle the situation. Yeah. And I think that the league as will also have to take the blame because this guy has been told to retire by several clubs. He went to Levante. His contract was terminated because of this heart problem. He went to Zaragoza. Also the same reason.
Yeah.
But no doubt he's a good player. I saw his numbers.
Fantastic.
He played for FC Zurich in Swiss.
Yeah.
He had good numbers. 12 goals in 18 games. That's a good for a good striker.
Yeah.
And but no doubt, but he's just sad that his career has to stop at this point in time, but he has to take the majority of the blame.
Two of them don't talk their own.
Yeah,
but I will tell you the truth. I blame everything on the club.
Okay,
first club terminate contract. Second club terminate contract. You carry player.
You sign now.
It's not possible now. I don't fit go market. I see tomatoes where they all spoil. I can't go buy them.
where I know say this thing, if I can't go cook stew, it no go go well.
True. Yeah.
So what go carry him? True. So everything to me, that's still the club.
But the player say one play.
Now the player say one play. Now in desire be that, but no be you know reach waiting
if,
I want.
If you
don't
give a contract,
you
know go give me waiting
you don't go put me for problem now. Now you don't bring that name. That club now don't get bad name. Record, this record go there for life.
True.
This record he go there for life. But he go there for life. Say player die for that club. So and the medical decision of that club now, that's why you go there. Because
they question them,
they go they always question that medical decision of that club. Because I believe say the club they get daily routine, they get weekly routine, medical check,
which is
they
get monthly, pain.
And they get yearly. So what's happen? You know, get happens go tell me say they never see this thing coming.
Yeah,
it must don't show signs somewhere.
Sure,
body go don't tell.
Sure,
and even if you know talk out with your mouth, the medical team go don't see.
They were managing a lot of information.
So they're just the manager.
They were managing a lot of information.
Me, I know the person they manage. If you want to manage it, they don't manage health.
Yeah.
Then they just manage health like that. When you know say don't bad like that.
Yeah.
Can I keep? I just give her a job. Make it work for
technical.
Make it work for technical.
The main reason why I said it's a totality of everybody to blame because they compromised a lot of things, both the player and everything.
So they know.
So sad.
They know say this guy but don't advance for age. So why they know just Baba? Or my determination contract.
Yes.
I will give you
join,
something.
Join
the,
exactly.
They use the front.
But where the club go reason? It's not about say for the club good. They go also consider say this guy they get us which we need.
Yeah.
But if, at the same time,
if you say the club go the reason with
no,
numbers,
the club from the club background.
If
the
you say the club go the reason in numbers, you want them to say they don't fit get replacements. You know, get any player will never get.
Worries. I seen Duncan die now. Who go they score?
Who go?
They will look for somebody else. Do you understand?
My guys, sincerely, it is very painful.
Very painful.
Very painful. Damn winner. Sleep well. I mean, we can't blame the dead.
True.
Sincerely,
true.
Sleep well.
True.
It's painful. Even the ones where they manage, even the ones where we no see forthcoming and all of that. You know, when death comes knocking, sometimes we didn't even get any answer.
Right.
We thank God for the likes of Fabrice Muamba.
Yeah, Muamba.
We thank God for Eriksen. Mm. We thank God for some people who don't actually survive. And then, I mean, we see the bleed for the likes of
Chetiote.
The bleed for the likes of Mark Vivien Foe.
True.
You know, Samuel Okwaraji.
True.
You know, Martins. You know, we see the bleed for them, and then Duamba. We can't say more. Just sleep well, legend. Sleep well.
Yeah.
You know, we can't. No, we don't blame anybody. In fact, if it's in a club, if it's in a player, if it's in a they just won't survive. But we don't blame anybody. You know, but then again, this issue is still day on. they count down to the African Football of the Year. The African Football of the Year. With the countdown. We don't dare talk and before. Say, who suppose we say, Osimhen finish eight. Riyad Mahrez come outside, come talk, say, you don't get anybody for this Africa. We suppose win Africa for love of the year, will not be me because I do hat trick with Man City last year. Even mention Osimhen for the argument, too. He say, in the yesterday, they say Yassin Bono of Morocco, suppose winner because he win Europa with Sevilla and all that. Mm. Say, by him, he do the hat trick with Manchester City. George, you be not now, you be the only person for all these people now. When we talk about that Osimhen matter, Riyad Mahrez come and say, now he deserve a pass. Who deserve that African Football of the Year pass?
Individually, but I mean, give me in stats. Now, just the thing.
Interesting score.
Fifteen goals, 15 assists.
Say in they very instrumental to Manchester City their wins
now
and all of that.
Osimhen carry Napoli.
With
Quara. Because that's the name they call her for with Quara. Now Osimhen carry Napoli with Quara.
Yes.
Carry them go until they got promised land.
Mm.
What it never happened for
three decades.
It never happened before.
Yeah. Mm.
So why Mahrez? This thing by way Mahrez just do bad. Now what they call now media hype.
Okay.
He just can't bring himself out first.
Mm.
So that when time go reach where people go begin vote, everybody go remember his name.
It's when talk.
Yeah. Because this is not voting.
Yes.
Now still voting. And people go vote with now waiting in their mind they go take vote.
This is how they see vote. So, they say Nigerians they vote for
another person.
Normal, it happen. Even when make I give you an example, when Ronaldo been in Madrid, he get one set that Ronaldo come to say, he know they happy.
Mm.
What happen? Because he say even in colleagues, they vote Against Sam, yes. But the next season, what happen? Everybody behave.
Yes.
They align. Everybody up, align with
they align.
Now, what it matters they do now? He push himself. Yeah. If you don't do him, I don't see men I need to step up.
Mm.
Because this thing, now fight to finish.
True.
Yeah.
And if you win, I don't win now. Then they change him.
Yes.
You never get first when we African best. They can't change
him. Yes. Make sure they complain for 2013 till today.
If they complain, make you go change him. So, you know, Osimhen now need to come out.
Yeah.
Even if you don't come, Osimhen get guys now. Yeah. Guys food is Lagos. Yeah. Are smally for Twitter and the rest.
Yeah.
But now they go give her this hype.
Sure.
Before you go, now we go enter every corner for that same Twitter. Before you know, we don't go Facebook. Before you know, we do Instagram. Yes, everywhere go the boil. Now name go there everywhere. But that not place, the name go the shake.
Same way to your temple. So we are boys.
As it doesn't boys enter street, we don't enter street. Walk down
street. So you say Marius get serious points.
Like you don't talk. Marius, like, now PR for him. But no doubt, like, during the Mike stuff, when they talk, Mike, for that period, that 2013, where he thinks he go winner.
Yeah.
Then he talks, say, evil calf, tell him, say, he go winner.
Yeah.
But the shock calf say, no, I love you so. That year, Mike won, before that season, 2012, he won the Champions League.
Champions League.
2013.
He win AFCON.
He won AFCON and Europa League.
Yes.
But what happened? They don't give him. They give to get based on say they want to first person to do three times in a row. And honestly, they happen. Look at 2022.
Now, Mickey tell us say they give him based on say they want to play in a row. Because Ture was actually a beast, actually. Yeah,
something
happened for that 2012-2013.
Okay,
that Champions League and that Nation Cup, they're not going line, though. They're not there together.
They're not there together.
For the same football calendar. So now two different things.
Yes.
And no forget about that big player MB for that Champions League. Now see when things become the sour for Chelsea. All of a sudden Chelsea got those rights.
Yeah.
Chelsea play one kind. Mark Holland, what kind of team like that?
Even their coach should be main coach, Matteo.
He just stepped in. The thing just happened like that. Before the Nation Cup, even the Nation Cup will come. When Nation Cup come. But I want to know for you get that Nation Cup, they happen.
We've been telling
the best you get.
People today, people still relegate Onazi for that Nation Cup.
Yeah.
But they don't even remember in contribution. People still relegate Meniki for that Nation Cup.
True.
They forget.
True.
Now, Mikel, they collect the hype for that Nation Cup.
True. Okay,
very correct.
So, what we just do out here now. Mahrez, supposed they bench for this African Football of the Year. Say, Osimhen and Bonu, then the front runners. No, Mahrez will put on there.
No, Mahrez supposed they there. So he get the last episode, and I mean they talk something about who been the most decorated. Do you understand? So if we also look at that calendar year, he has a very valid point.
Yeah, he's the most decorated for that calendar
so
year.
So if we start with that calendar year now, Africa Cup of Nations no day.
Yes.
Then the next one will take George.
Na league football.
Let's say World Cup. Bono go World Cup.
Yeah.
Do you understand? He got to semi-final.
Yeah.
But if we put their medals on the table, because you told us something, that is what footballers used to brag.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first one, Europe, Champions League, bigger than Europa.
Yes.
Two of them get, but one big pass one.
Yeah. Osimhen no get.
Osimhen no get.
Exactly.
Then we enter league.
League.
Mahrez get league. Bono no get.
Osimhen get.
Osimhen get.
Uh-huh.
Then we can enter FA Cup.
Mahrez
get. Osimhen no get. Bono no get.
So Mahrez is out.
Think of that. He don't show himself now.
See, another thing now, 2010. You remember Snyder?
Yeah.
Snyder win treble that season.
Yeah.
But he got to the final.
He don't win anything.
But who they give?
Now
Messi just win only league. So, all this
is a totality of factors.
Don't guys say Snyder beat Messi.
Yes,
he beat him.
Yes. For table, for medals.
For table, and even for match.
Okay, finally, guys. Begwi Shapali, as in, I wish we have more time. But Begwi Shapali commend, because we like to give people their flowers for this podcast. And today, we won't give flowers to Ikorodu City Football Club. You understand? Then they the NNL. In fact, as nobody says more thing. Then they the NNL, the Kurudu City. And this jersey where they see now, nobody like this is jersey day now. After this Bet King, then get another
Loftus Bank
with they here. Then they get Indomie with they here. Then they show you, say, just for one jersey, if you get 3-4 spot. They fit decide say the left arm safe now. You gonna go to this footballer fit podcast.
They
decide to sponsor the left arm.
There's
now.
Another one.
You understand? Packaging. You will talk about to package Nigerian football so that we feel they sell.
True. Because of force.
True.
They join and they collect the benefit. But then, shout out to them. They're even doing better than your Eyimba.
That is true. And like I mentioned, I was also discussing with somebody off air.
Mm. The moment Uzo, now they discuss with.
The moment... Okay, so before Uzo, there was a boy.
Yeah.
The moment this came on social media, so I just saw the thing just dropped on my system and I'm like, oh, this is quite beautiful. In fact, I dropped a comment that they should make sure they put up a link for people to purchase this.
Yeah.
That's how much I appreciate it. Do you understand? Before we got to this fever now of Sporting Lagos, you know Ikorodu City was...
They were also trending at some point, and Ikorodu United.
From that moment, I could just see the way these guys were really working out their things. Unfortunately, they could not come to the MPFL. Do you understand? Yeah. Honestly, I commend them. When you see good thing, give it their flower. Do you understand? And we are just asking... Our MPFL teams that are not doing much in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
There are so many organizations out there you can talk to. No matter how small the money is, it's not until you get the ones that will give you 30 million or 100 million.
Mm.
Get something. Mm. Get something extra and begin to build the income. The mentality where most of the administrators need to get, you see, see it as profit making, not as government organization. And they go make money.
Wow.
I love what Ikorodu City is doing.
Yeah.
Guys, keep on doing it. And maybe after Sporting Lagos, this is another thing for us in Lagos to really support.
One thing we say, look at the Lagos State Government.
Yeah.
They don't talk from scratch, say they don't support any club.
Okay.
Say they make the club run and they don't get under any other club. And I'm saying, say, if government comes from sports, we go see, say, the club will get properly run. And we receive with this, look at three sponsors, we go bring better money for
just Jesse.
And you can actually run your affairs in the club. And I think for Ikorodu United, they're doing good things. No, no doubt. They might not be in the MPFA, but these little things, the way that they do,
it goes a long way.
And for kudos to, you know, one of our own, Ogala Media is part of
them.
We are seeing the good work that they are doing. Look at the background. Look at the background of the picture.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Most clubs in MPFA, if they want a VP player, they're not going to get this type of background.
They'll snap up for somebody else.
Not true.
These are the clubs should be properly owned. And we have to face reality.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good league. I don't talk and say, no be composed, say we make one 20 team league.
Yeah.
See Eto when he reached the FA of Cameroon. This is the minimum requirement. Most like 4 teams no meter. He come out the 4 teams. The 16 teams play the league.
Yes.
And that's the way a proper
league. When you meet up with the standard, you come back.
It's just
and
like when we revamped the banking sector under Chukwuma Soludo.
Yes,
that
yes.
25 billion benchmark. You understand? If you don't reach, go defunct or you merge with somebody and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, so shout out to Ikorodu City FC. We celebrate every Nigerian team where we say that they do something right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we will definitely get it right.
Sure.
We will sell Nigerian football. I mean, the teams are going to do well. Fantastic. I like the competition we're going to come to Lagos now.
Mm.
We get inter-Lagos. We don't get 1472.
The plenty.
Yes.
I would like to tell all the 20 MPFL teams.
Yeah.
I want to tell all the MPFL teams something today. Sponsorship and football bar is just like eba and soup.
True.
Okay. Yeah.
Where eba go always need soup.
Yeah.
And soup go need eba.
Yes.
Yes.
So any MPFL club, we don't just get anything for front of Injesi. Make it just think otherwise. Because this sponsorship, it go take you, it go carry you a
long way.
You know, anybody go see BetKing now for this, you go to do Jesse now. We don't go on buy the Jesse.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Check Enyimba now, Stack, 90 there.
Yeah.
Check this thing,
Canopy Lagos.
Check Canopy Lagos.
Check
even Bender Insurance.
Yes.
Check all of them, we get this thing.
Yes.
It goes down to Enugu Rangers. See what they happen for Rangers now.
Yes.
And the rest.
True.
So just see as it happen.
And you know, once again, way those things they also do, you see. Just like all of them have been a talk since, say, pulling traffic.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you feel no recognize this badge.
You go recognize this
badge. Like Ikorodu City badge. But the moment you just see this thing, you don't know.
You see if you see Akwa United jersey, if you see the belt where they're there, you go know that
Akwa United. You go know that
Akwa United. You see flying, you know that Arsenal.
You
go remember the PSG did.
So I remember the podcast where Baki and Boye do. Where Boye, the chair experience, those jersey actually mean something.
Yeah.
And those are the nice things you want to hear about some certain club and about the jersey. And I think, like I said, you have to give, when somebody they do good, congratulate the person, give the person credit. And if they do bad.
And the ones when they do well, you sit up.
That's what we do with everybody.
All right, congratulations, Ekurudu City. They did the NNL, by the way. Maybe they go gain promotion. And all the teams where they try to come to the Nigerian Premier Football League, where they expect for our next season. By the way, for the Nigerian Premier Football League, there's still Lobi Stars, and then they're on top of the table. And Heartland Football Club, they bottom of the table. I don't know whether they want rush, go back to the NNL where they just from come. You know, that time, now the first time we Heartland actually chopped relegation since they started the state for the Nigerian Premier Football League. And I don't know whether they want rush, go back. By the way, waiting they happen for him, we say to the year, we don't really like him. We could just come out our eye for policies because nothing concerns us, concerned that their politics they play there. Whether now hopeful politics or hopeless politics, you know, concern us. You understand? But then Heartland Football Club, some of us like Heartland, so that now why would they talk? And then they bottom of the table, and they go play match today. Yeah, midweek games. They play, I think, Bayelsa United today. We'll see how that one will pan out and all of that. But Lobi Stars, shout out to them. Then they top of the table, and then the league still, they continue. We see they make mistakes. We see they learn from our mistakes. We see they get some things right. We hear say we don't get star times and the rest of them. Mm-hmm. We're going to broadcast our matches live very soon. Everybody going to enjoy the NPFL live on TV. And one place we go always they catch everything that happen for the NPFL, inside and outside Turi, now on top this football community podcast with Football Republic, our Dino and the Footy community. Thank you, everybody. Shout out to George, shout out to Wari, shout out to Justin, shout out to Kingsley, Uzo, Boye, Somo, everybody with on the part of the show. This now Football Africa podcast. My name is Sawadino. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye.